If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
TheRightStuff.biz. Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Show on TheRightStuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, TheRightStuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to TheRightStuff.biz/paywall. And follow the instructions, create an account, create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Ah, yes. You thought the holiday season was over, didn't you? But today's actually it's the final day of the holiday season.
This is the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The right stuff.
Well, yeah. The Jewish apocalypse.
The most important holiday on the American calendar. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
It's the only day of the week.
You really need to listen to this.
It's true. Now you can take your tree down if some nigger didn't come steal it from you already. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Basic black people jokes.
It's the only day of the week I feel compelled to work. Day of the year.
I don't feel compelled. I could shut all this off and go upstairs and lay down right now.
All right. Well, but you're not going to.
I know. I'm just.
I can't lay down. I got too much shit to do.
No.
Like what?
Don't worry about it.
We partied all weekend. So
you
got to
like put together all that fish tank crap that your wife ordered.
Oh God damn it! Come on. Oh, God. It's like every day. It's like another item. And then I started looking at the Amazon account. And I'm like, oh my fucking God! How much money have we spent on this?
I have to go to the UPS store. I have a lot to do.
Oh boy!
My car fixed.
Dude.
I don't know.
The most annoying thing is
I got to watch football games from like the '80s on YouTube. I got a lot to do.
I got a question. I got a question about the fish hobby. At what point is it no longer about the aquariums and it's just essentially like a form of hydroponics,
aquaculture, as they say?
Yeah. Because that's kind of like, well, I feel like when you start doing CO2 shit and fertilizers and all this lighting, I'm like, it's just, you're just doing hydroponics.
And for a lot of people, the plants become the thing.
When does it just become like, I just have to keep buying these things because that's what I do now? I did that with records for a while.
I got past that phase of that hobby, and I'm well past it now, where for me, my tanks are well established, they're set up, and if some fish die, which inevitably happens, I'll maybe get some to replace them, and then I just have to get fish food to feed them, and that's it. And the rest of it's just maintenance, and that's fine. And if you I don't know the last time you came over was, but the tank in the kitchen is brilliant. It's big, it's well lit, the plants are
very
growing
nice.
Very well, it's very pretty, the fish are all very pretty. And occasionally I've got hundreds of tiny little fish in there. Occasionally a couple of them are floating at the top, and their numbers get depleted, I'll go out and I'll grab another dozen or so neon tetras and dump them in there, and those are a few bucks each, and that's basically my expense now.
So my impression of this entire process was like, the idea is to have kind of an ecosystem.
Yeah.
And it looks like for a lot of people, it's like, no, I want to run like a corporatized factory farm where I get my parameters perfect. And then I put in all these fertilizers and then I do the CO2 pumping.
Well, what's funny is there's also this conceit that a lot of the hobby, the hobbyist influencers, if you will, the people that do channels.
So bad stuff, right now.
They give, well, no, this is, the people are going to be interested in this. There becomes a conceit that they sort of are selling to their viewers, like, eventually, you'll be able to make money because you will be able to sell your plants. And then if you are successful breeding the fish, you'll be able to sell your fish. And I'm like, that's not going to happen. Unless you actually, the people that are successful breeding plants and fish and making money, have large, like, warehouse-sized setups with several hundreds of tanks or hundreds of tanks, and they have a actual complicated for the breeding. Every species of fish has very complicated breeding patterns, with the exception of a few very easy breeders like guppies or platies, which are live bearers, which just pump out babies. And you can actually breed those at your house, but no one really is going to pay you a lot of money because those fish are in abundant supply because they're so easy to have them reproduce. Anyway, you're not going to be a fish breeder. It's highly unlikely. When my fish lay eggs, I literally cut they usually lay them on a leaf. I'll cut that leaf and just throw it in the garbage because if you don't, then the fish will start just getting territorial and fighting with each other. So you have to just get rid of those eggs as quick as you can. Otherwise, they'll start killing each other. Anyway,
we were at Aqua Stores, and somebody there was actually interested in getting snails from us. And I'm like, what? You want these stupid snails that just breed constantly that are overflowing the main tank? Like, what are you talking about? You're going to pay money or trade for these fucking things?
Why don't you take them for free? I mean, I've got a tank that's got a ton of biter snails in it, and it's just like, whatever. So anyway, I don't think Jesse wants us to do this anymore.
Snails. I don't know, a month, you'll have more snails than you could ever possibly use.
I think your mic just turned itself off, McNabb. You sound like you're coming in.
Now he's coming in like, I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on your phone. Can you unplug and plug it back in?
Anyway, that's a good reason to get off this topic, I suppose.
What's that?
Oh, now you sound good. All right, you fixed it.
Anyway.
Okay. No, I fucked up my audio.
I got to
get a new cable. I stepped on my cable one day and messed it up.
Right, it's right now, though. You're good, so.
Anyway, we don't need to talk about the fish hobby anymore. I could talk about it more, but my point of where I felt like I was constantly like getting new crap and stuff, that's well over. Like, I'm just now my tanks are just established and I just watch them. I just sit there and look at them.
It's like me and most of my hobbies. I'm just at the stage where I make incremental little changes here and there.
Right. But setting up just a fish tank hobby is like when people get into it, they catch the bug. And then when you catch the bug, with anything, you know.
You're supposed to catch fish.
Well, you can just buy them.
Even gotten any fish. It's all the fucking plants.
By the way, I would be interested if you ever get some of those red-bellied dace. I am interested in having some of those. Now, I don't
know
how
that's my plan. That is my plan.
You have a place where you can catch them? I'll come down sometime and grab some, bring them back up, put them in my fucking pond.
You can even breed them, which I find it very odd. This cold water fish that really looks better than 99% of what I've seen in pet stores is not actively bred and sold. And it's a dace. It's not really hard to take care of. We got two of them upstairs right now.
Dude, cold water, North American cold water fish, most of them are Cyprinidae, family Cyprinidae, Cyprinid, whatever you want to call it, like minnows, goldfish, koi, carp. They're all in that same family, and they're cold water fish. They're very hardy, and if left alone, like my fish in my pond outside in my backyard, they just bred. Like, I had a bunch of babies in there, but I just left them alone, threw food in there, and had lots of plants and lots of hanging plants in there, and they just, a bunch of babies were floating around. So you could probably just throw dace in there, and they would also do the same thing. They are egg layers and egg scatterers, but they, which is typically sometimes harder to breed because they prey on their own eggs. But if you let it become as natural of an ecosystem as you can, which a pond is going to inherently become if you just put it out there, then they'll just have babies in it. And however that happens in nature is how it will happen in your backyard. So
the colors on these things, I mean,
yeah, they're yellow and bright red. Yeah.
Red does not do it justice. And when you see it in real life, it looks like the fish is fucking bleeding, and it's all over its mouth and its gills. It's the most brilliant, like, arterial red. Mm-hmm. And then it's got this metallic gold and black, yellow, just a fucking riot of these colors. It's amazing.
You can't really buy them. There's only one website I know where you can get them, and they're overly expensive. Yeah. Part of it is because the temperatures of that fish is not compatible with tropical temperatures, which is like 78 to 80 degrees, where you would keep your South American or your Filipino or your African fish that you buy for your
tropical. Well, that was another thing. I'm like, why is everything tropical? That requires additional heating, which isn't expensive, but why would you not have at least more of a cold water selection, seeing as how you don't have to heat those tanks?
There's an industry. There's an industry around selling you that stuff. That's why.
It's a big lobby. Aquatic industrial complex.
Yes. And there is an industrial complex around this, and it does revolve around selling you not just the fish, but all the things you need to keep fish alive at warmer temperatures. Keep warm temperature fish alive.
You got to keep those parameters right, Goy.
Well, the parameters, honestly, the amount of having to fuck with your parameters is actually not that's bullshit. Like, once you have your ammonia cycle established in your tank, like, you really don't need to mess with it that much. And pH is far less important than you think. It's really not that important, because you also can't target a pH. It's just gonna reset to what it will naturally reset to based on your local water, or whatever. You cannot target a pH. Putting fucking acid in your tank to target, it's fucking stupid. It's also, you're gonna get a tank crash eventually when you use up all your buffer, and you're gonna kill everything. Just let it go. Just leave it. Your fish will live in it. It doesn't matter. Once they get used to it, they'll be fine. Anyway, whatever. But this is boring. That's, people don't want to hear this.
Well, I mean, if you have a medical background talking about using up your pH buffer, that's gonna ring rather familiar to the members of our audience that understand the pH buffer.
There's also a subset of our audience that are also aquarium enthusiasts that love this stuff. So
most of our audience want to listen to a podcast about politics.
That's fine. So we can do that now.
Are you sure?
What? No, they just want to listen to us talk.
No, people
talk
just like anything. Our voices. I'm not joking. Anyway, we can do the politics now. I had something on politics, but I forget what it was.
Well, I have this thing that Ann Coulter just retweeted, and I don't know what to do with it. It's a front page magazine post from...
Oh, okay, this is something that's piqued my interest. All right.
It says, the greatest Islamophobia hoax in America exposed. So this was tweeted by Susie Shofar.
Is she Jewish?
I don't know who this person is.
I'm assuming so. This person is Shofar is the name of the horn that the Jews blow.
This person is retweeting like libs of TikTok. Oh, then the same thing was posted by someone in Eitan Fishberger. So I think we're doing this Jewish stuff.
This is a Judaism. Yeah, so I'm kind of curious what their argument is.
She tweets the Islamophobic shooter of three Palestinians in Vermont actually supported Hamas. All a sham. The story got completely buried because, of course, it did. Which is, I'm looking at this like,
when Jews make statements like this, this drives me crazier than anything. Real quick, is Jews that go out there with the pretense that like Jewish anti-Semitism stuff is normalized or mainstream somehow on the left, that there is some normalization of anti-Semitism on the left, where like, because if something is bad for the Jews, right, or then of course it gets amplified, and if something is good for the Jews, of course it gets suppressed, that the left supports Hamas, the liberals support Hamas, this conceit that these Jews push, which is objectively false. Like, you just look at the media landscape, there is no support for Hamas anywhere on the left in the media landscape, which is completely run by Jews. The idea that they push to dumb conservatives and rightoids that, yes, there is some kind of support for Hamas on the left, and that the left isn't constantly wrangling with a minority of ideological leftists that are supporters of Palestine generally, but would reel and immediately shrink from the accusation that they in any way support Hamas. They're like, we support the Palestinian cause, but definitely not Hamas. And then that there's like some big issue there that they are like running the American media, that like Hamas supporters run the American media, is like the kind of fucking bullshit story that these fucking kikes, like, what's her name, Sasha Rychik or whatever, the broad that runs Libs of TikTok, who tried to tell us that the Jew tunnel was like the result of like overly sensitive Gen Z people. Remember this? Like, overly sensitive Gen Z Jews that just run with their emotions because the media and the school have taught Gen Z that, like, anything that they feel is valid. This is what fucking Sasha Rychik, Libs of TikTok, was telling us about the fucking Jew tunnel in New York City. That it was literally Gen Z. It was an issue of Gen Z being like, I want to run with my feelings, and my feelings tell me to dig a tunnel under a building. Like, it's like the fucking stupidest. It's like, you have to be a brain dead fucking rightoid to believe that. And that conceit drives me more crazy than anything. And I'm sure this article is totally feeding into that stupid shit. So let's hear it.
So this is David Horowitz's website.
Yeah.
So that makes
front
sense.
Page. There we go. Yeah. Another neocon fucking rag.
It says on it, inside every progressive is a totalitarian screaming to get out. Like, that's a quote from David Horowitz from himself.
Dude.
Ads for his
book.
I'm
sorry.
The Radical
I'm sorry.
Mind.
I'm going to fucking attack that.
The destructive plans of the woke left, and it's got America in a map of America. It's like flames, we the people, and a hammer and sickle logo
it's
over the...
just Jonah it's Goldberg, just, liberal fascism, yeah. rehashed again and again and again. Yeah.
So the, oh, then here's Jihad versus Civilization. Who's that? Daniel Greenfield. That's who wrote this article? Daniel Greenfield?
Right.
I don't know who that is.
As if these fucking Jews themselves aren't fire-breathing fucking totalitarians. Frankly, frankly, as if anybody involved in politics with a strong political opinion isn't somewhat totalitarian. Nobody's political view is literally like everybody should just be free to do what they want and we should have some other than like dumb libertarians, but that's just an excuse to do drugs. Like, it's literally like we should be free to do drugs, and once we got that, then the libertarian movement kind of like fucking collapsed. But everybody, well, I'm a fucking totalitarian politically. Yes, absolutely, I am, and so is anybody with an actual political principle because you want your worldview enacted in the real world. That's totalitarianism. Everybody with a political view is a totalitarian. So stop giving me this bullshit, Jews, as if you're not the most totalitarian people that fucking exist. Anyway. Sorry.
I'm sort of like, I'm hesitant to even share this because the premise is that the premise they're going with is that because this person was pro Hamas, that this what's, I guess it's technically a mass shooting. He shot three people. Is that close enough?
I guess.
That this story's being buried. And I'm looking at like a skinny. Oh God.
Excuse
you.
Me. Sorry.
I'm looking. No. I'm looking at. Sorry. I'm looking at. I don't mean to be. I don't mean to be like anti-white or rude or like do a stereotype thing here, but I'm looking at like a meth skinny white guy, you know what I mean, who went out and shot some brown people.
I mean, I'm kind of pressing X on the support for Hamas thing too. Like, what's the evidence?
Well, the evidence is supposedly his own social media posts, but I don't know what the motivation.
Did he shoot them for not being hardcore enough?
I don't know, but I'm like there's no way the system is interested in burying a white mass shooter who was pro Hamas.
No, that's not something.
There's no way we're burying that.
The reason it's being buried is because the victims were Palestinians. If it's being buried at all.
I don't think they were really Palestinian because they put that in scare quotes. So, well, let's go through this and see.
But I'll just say also, like, I'm not going to believe, unless there's some serious evidence, the allegations made in David Horowitz's front page mag. One thing is for sure, they were Arabs and they were wearing keffiyehs. So
right, they were Arabs.
Whether they were Palestinian or not doesn't.
It says when three Arab Muslim students were shot and wounded in a. So they lived, okay.
Yeah, they
Burlington, in Burlington, Vermont, politicians in the media immediately hyped it as the Islamophobic crime of the century.
No, they didn't.
Just like,
that's not true. It was reported on. It was not hyped as the Islamophobic crime of the century.
Was
I never
it?
Saw anything.
Really?
Did you see anything that hyped this as the Islamophobic crime of the century?
I don't know about of the century, but
not really.
It was characterized as Islamophobic, but yeah. It also wasn't given very. They can't say it's hyped and buried at the same time. It was actually not really commented
saying,
on.
They're saying it's buried now that it was hyped at first. Buried.
It wasn't hyped right. that much. It made the headlines for like a day. Which is about as much hype as anything, I guess, gets anymore. But
President Biden issued a statement declaring that there's absolutely no place for violence or hate in America. Which is like, sir, what country do you live in? America is a place for hate and violance. And that's kind of like its top.
Well, the more
aside from like slave labor capitalism, like hate and violence is.
Well, the more that the fucking, the more the American system and its representatives like Biden are saying that, it's because obviously America is rife with hatred and violence. It is a society that is absolutely riven with these things. And the reason it is, as we talk about on our show all the time, is twofold. One, it's got a ton of fucking racial and religious diversity, and two, it's run by fucking hateful kikes.
Well, the next thing here,
those two reasons.
Now they quote Kamala Harris, bemoaned that far too many people live with the fear that they could be targeted, attacked based on their beliefs or who they are. I feel that way every day, but Kamala doesn't care about me, does she?
No.
Yes, like,
well,
especially if you're a white guy. You feel absolutely targeted for who you are and what you think, because who you are and what you think is like grounds for. Losing your bank account, being censored on any platform, and no one will stand up for you. Everyone will think like, whoa, you just got this. You shouldn't have been doing or saying so much of that. You should have known better. Right. The victim
also,
blaming immediately.
Who you are and what you think is the only thing that is officially sanctioned by the government and corporate powers and media powers that be in this country as a legitimate target. Like every other type of target, and that does somewhat include like Muslims. That could be targeted in America is a officially protected group that's not sanctioned. Whites are sanctioned officially. The Jew system that we live under sanctions whites as officially legitimate targets and victims. Actually, never victims. We're never characterized as victims. Legitimate targets of violence and rage from every other group. And to some extent, like, no other group is a valid target, including Muslims, and mainly also Jews, and blacks, and beaners, and whatever the fuck else. But white people are legitimate targets of hate and violence in this country, according to... And David Horowitz doesn't do anything to fight against that, either.
So the three Muslim men identified as Palestinian, two of whom were wearing kifyas, and Kamala, like many other leftists, was implying the shooter was anti-Palestinian. Then they have Bernie Sanders.
The idea that three young men walking down the street get shot, perhaps because of no other reason, because they're Palestinian, is unspeakable. But I gotta tell you, this is not just a local phenomenon. This is happening all over the country.
No, no, it happens in Israel, Bernie. Like, because legitimately in Israel, people that are Palestinian get killed for being Palestinian, like, by the hundreds every fucking day. And it also happened...
It says then he blasted Israel, but they don't... Where's the quote?
Where's the quote?
I want to know what Bernie Sanders blasting Israel.
Surely if he blasted Israel, surely you would have the quote, David, or whatever, Greenfield, whatever the fuck this guy's name is.
Peter Welch, Senator, I'm heartbroken by yesterday's senseless shooting, blah, blah, blah. We do not tolerate Islamophobia. I do want to be clear. There's no question this was a hateful act, said Sarah George, state's attorney.
Yeah, all of the typical, like...
In this charged moment, no one can look at this incident and not suspect that it may have been a... Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Shoah. The first half, anyway, with annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again. And you'll get to comment and use the Bang Forum. What fun! Join us. therightstuff.biz/paywall. Hate motivated crimes, said the police chief. Any Israel groups convened a rally calling for the destruction of Israel based. Wait, was that's not related to anything, is it?
Well, I also am curious, like, again, when anything is presented like that, it's literally like citation needed. I'm sure that there was some kind of rally. But again, the calling for the destruction of Israel, that's highly fucking, that is highly dependent on, like, the Jewish context engineer, like, developing that context where, like, yeah, they use this word, which means destroy Israel, right?
All right, that's fine.
Which I'm fine. Look, again, I wish they called for the destruction
of
Israel.
I don't see why that's a problem.
No, in America, there's no problem. You should be allowed to go out and call for the destruction of Israel anywhere you want, like at your job site, like in church. Out in front of a synagogue, like wherever you want, you should. Now, I'm not suggesting anybody do that. Legitimately, don't go out in front of a synagogue and call for the destruction of Israel for your own personal safety. Not for any ideologically, you should be allowed to do that, right? And I would support your right to do that. However, I would suggest for your own personal safety and security of yourself and your family that you don't do that. I just want to put that out there. But you absolutely have the right to do it, right? But it's not something I would suggest just because you don't want to go to jail and you don't want your kids to have, like, no dad. But see, when these people at Front Page make these kinds of statements, and it's just like anything that's like a paragraph that's like one line with like literally no citation or no quotation, I'm pressing X on all of it, particularly because I know how actually shitty the pro-Palestine movement in America is and how actually run by kikes and how actually careful with all their language is and how careful they are to say they're not anti-Semitic, to say they don't support the destruction of Israel, to say that they basically just want Zionism to be a little bit nicer to the Palestinians, and that's basically the whole parameter of it. Like, I know how much that is. And yes, frankly, it is in the Jewish interest to promote the idea of Islamophobia in the West, that it's a big thing that has to be combated, because that puts liberals on that crusade. It distracts them from being as anti-Israel because it makes them focus their desire to help Muslims inwardly to attack, like, right-wingers that get amped up by Jews to hate Muslims. So it creates the fight here, and also they never win. The anti-Islamic people never win, as they're not meant to, because Israel wants our countries to be a dumping ground for their enemies that they create as refugees, and they also bring them over here, and they legitimately give them privileges and power over here so they don't go and live over there. So the whole thing works in their favor. It's all a part of this Zionist complex, and Front Page Mag plays their part in that by, like, amping up all this dumb shit, like, that, like, and again, I don't know what the motivation of this guy was, But you also can't deny that there legitimately have been crimes committed in America that are based on people hating Muslims. And I'm not, like, you can think whatever you want about those, but it's not like it doesn't fucking exist. It's not like it didn't happen. What was that other thing that happened? Remember where that guy stabbed that little boy to death? That guy, like, stabbed that little Palestinian boy to death that happened, like, very soon after. Remember that? Yeah, I know you remember that, Alex. Like, yeah. that guy. No, so that. So that was legitimately,
that.
Yep. Like...
That was like, it was like an old man, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it was like an old man. He stabbed the mom and the kid died. And
oh,
he...
Jesus.
Yeah, no, it was really bad. And that was... And I noticed that these people don't talk about that. That legitimately happened because the guy was fucking watching, like, right. fucking conservative media. That so legitimately
I'm
happened
not
because
seeing,
of that.
So I'm not seeing, like, why are they putting Palestinian in quotes? Like, I don't
because there's no actual such thing as a Palestinian.
Okay, so they're not... I thought they were implying that these people were... That they were lying about these guys being of Palestinians, and I don't see anyone retracting that. Like,
right.
Like, this convened... This anti-Israel... In the anti-Israel groups convened a rally for the destruction. Like, that just goes to a Vermont public news report, and it clearly says students of Palestinian descent. Two of them are legal residents, and one of them is...
If I recall, they actually established... They actually established the provenance of these... These some at least two of these guys as being well,
this
legitimately
story,
born
this story
in
would
Palestine.
Make me believe that guy literally. This story would even believe it, like that wasn't true, and I'm not seeing anything about that. So
I think it actually was true that two of them were legitimately born in like the West Bank. Or something
I stand
like that.
Here. I stand here to stand with oppressed people who now fear for their lives just walking down the street here in Burlington. Vermont Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman told the hateful mob.
Well, because as a Jew. Because let's be honest, David Zuckerman's a fucking kike.
They call this a hate rally.
Something that fucking David Horowitz, why don't you mention that David Zuckerman is like
Jewish.
Almost certainly, I can't imagine someone named David Zuckerman is not a fucking kike. You know what that means in German? David Sugarman. You know why Jews have that last name? Because they used to sell candy.
Oh. Speaker at the hate
joking.
Rally with the Anti-Semitic University of Vermont affiliate of Students for Students for Justice in Palestine blamed the shootings on Jews, calling them the shameless monsters who enabled this, denouncing a crime of unspeakable racist hatred, crime born out of white supremacy, out of fascist genocidal malice.
I don't hear anything about Jew there.
A crime born out of Zionism.
Okay.
All these claims, among many other shootings, were based on lies.
Wait, hold on a second, David. Hold on a second. Was it David Greenfield or what's
this
Green?
This is Green somebody. Yeah, Daniel Greenfield.
Oh, Daniel. Okay, yeah. Hold on a second. So is anti-Zionism? Oh no, these people would say anti-Zionism is. Of course they actually do equate Zionism and Semitism. So yeah, okay. But notice they don't do anything to refute the attack on white people there.
So here they say the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee falsely claims that a man shouted and harassed the victims and proceeded to shoot them. We have reason to believe the shooting occurred because the victims are Arab. And then in reality, they had been shot by a local resident outside his house who did not say a word. Citation needed. The three Muslim men were returning from a party on Saturday night when James J. Eaton, a local resident with a history of mental instability, stumbled out of a white clapboard house. He stumbled. Okay. On the residential street, and without a word, fired four shots at the three men.
I'll say one thing about this. When this initially happened and I was reading about it in the New York Times, they did mention that local people said that he was silent.
Okay.
Like the New York Times, which is, again, the nemesis of people like this, did say that local witnesses were surprised because they said the guy was like silent and then suddenly shot. So the whole story of him like yelling and stuff, I don't know where it came from, but it was false. And frankly, when it was established to be false, the liberal media did not continue to repeat the claim.
Oh my God. So they linked to their own article about him. Eaton was a kooky guy with some random obsessions, and that's not all that unusual these days. None of these obsessions seem to involve the Middle East or Islam. He's not Jewish.
Okay.
And yet, here's a taste of the deranged stuff that NBC, currently trying to take the lead in the Hamas propaganda races,
oh God,
is putting out with an entire live blog on a shooting that happened 2 days ago in which no one was killed and the suspect was arrested. At a vigil at the Brown campus today, a professor read a statement from one of the shooting victims. Oh. That's not helpful.
Why? What is it?
No, it's just like that's what this guy said about the people who got shot. Like, I want to hear about the guy that did the shooting. Why would an Israeli soldier be a shooting victim? He's a casualty in what conflict? With hippie farmers in Burlington, Vermont? The thing to remember is that they lie
like they breathe, and the media eagerly pushes their lies.
So, wait.
Oh, here's some Pollywoodizing. Anyway, I was just trying to get like I don't see like where are they establishing that he stumbled out of his house? Like,
where are they establishing that he supported Hamas?
Oh, that's back over here. We'll get there. Okay. Eaton had been described as that hippie guy and progressive, an organic farmer who had posted a meme with a definition of America, spelled with a K, and called it the worst sense of the United States, imperialism, corruption, and the global exportation of American culture.
Wait, I thought that was Alex McNabb's viewpoint. Are you sure that wasn't Alex McNabb that posted that post?
It says he appeared to be a Biden supporter.
Right, again, like Alex. No, I'm joking.
Citation needed.
Everybody knows I'm riding with Biden.
Yeah, no. Biden
is going to make the diesel pickup trucks illegal, and I'm in favor of that.
Well, he's one of those more efficient. He's going to do that, but I actually can't ever accuse Alex of being a Biden supporter. That's one thing. But with those other sentiments, yes, totally. That's right in the McNabb playbook.
Yeah. Media outlets, any Israel activists and politicians
radicalized by Alex McNabb.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go home. Go upstairs.
No, this is you. No, shut up. This is good content, right? Aren't you all about
but
like this?
When I start, you have to stop.
Okay. Well, that good, never was right. a rule before, but we'll
it's
do it.
It's always
now.
Been the rule. Just no one abides by it.
Go ahead.
Like, if he appeared to be a Biden supporter, no citation. Media outlets, anti-Israel activists, and politicians attributed the shootings to the Hamas war. Everyone from Biden and Kamala down emphasized the Palestinian identities of those shot. And implied that Eaton had attacked them because he was opposed to the Palestinian cause. In reality, Eaton supported Hamas.
Right, so he shot them because they were too softcore for him.
I guess so. Like, why are you in here in America not fighting? What are you doing going to parties?
You fucking cowards, go fight the Jews.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I'm a fan of this Eaton guy.
Nobody's partying in the Gaza Strip right now. Why are you guys over here? On December 6th, 7 days, a local news outfit known for breaking stories about local politics revealed that Eaton had tweeted, quote, "The notion that Hamas is evil for defending their state from occupation is absurd. They are owed a state. Pay up."
I find myself in total agreement with this.
But why would he shoot Palestinians?
I don't know. Maybe
responding
he was
legitimately
a nut job.
Responding to an article about a proposed ceasefire, he wrote, "What if someone occupied your country? Wouldn't you fight them?" And then we have a link here. So we have the receipts. We have a Twitter. We have
a
tweet.
I'm willing to believe this guy said this.
So. Yeah, this is just like, this is so weird. We're linking to hearsay. DJ stands with Israel against terror. So the source is another like pro-Israel Twitter account. And I was hoping there's going to be some kind of archived. There's nothing here. Sasha Goldstein.
Yeah. I mean, look, maybe he said this. I'm not immediately like saying it's probably. Maybe he did. I mean,
where are his? Why don't they have their? Why don't they have his posts archived or screenshot?
They should do that.
They're just quoting him like their own tweets. They're just writing the quotes in.
And it's possible that they are just fucking lying. But like again, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy actually said this and he was just crazy. I mean, he maybe is just a fucking nut. Like America just produces them. Just produces nuts.
Local politicians were aware of this. So he was known to the local politicians.
Well, citation needed on that.
Which is why in December, a Burlington City Council resolution from Councilman Ali Dieng, an African Muslim immigrant. Well, why is he like running for mayor in Burlington, Vermont? Get these people out of here.
David Horowitz doesn't want you to talk about
that. He's trying to tie the shootings back. Trying to tie the shootings to an attack on Israel. Failed, and so did a resolution pushing the false claim the students had been targeted because of their identity. So you have these based city council people trying to blame Israel for the shooting. Okay. The latest Islamophobia hoax had fallen apart in Vermont, but still lingered nationally. I can't say I agree because I haven't heard about it until just now.
Yeah, it seems
the Islamophobia
to drop, it
hoax seems to be only be on front page because I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, first of all, I'll say this. When it first happened, I saw it occupy the front pages briefly, and it never even made the top story. It was like the second story in my Google news feed for like a couple hours a day it happened. Now, to me, and I'll be honest straight up, the idea that maybe it was, first of all, I thought it was maybe a Jew or a conservative, and I assumed yes, it was a identity based attack because they were speaking Arabic and wearing Palestinian markers like the scarf, and that seemed like honestly a reasonable assumption to make about the crime. And as it turned out, I guess upon further investigation, that wasn't true. So what? Again, like, okay. So it actually wasn't true. So then conservatives are just bigger pussies than I thought. I mean, I don't know.
Like, there was never a shred of evidence that the men had been targeted. The only basis for this claim that was ever cited was that two of the men were wearing kifias and speaking English and Arabic when they were shot. This is entirely circumstantial information that was amplified with feverish claims.
But hold on a second. Now, you mean the fact they were shot for their identities? Because it was actually well established by the press that two of them were in fact Palestinians. That was established by the press.
Yeah, they're talking about
the reasons. So they're casting doubt on that. The reality is not true.
The reality has emerged that Eaton was mentally unstable, left-leaning, opposed to America, and supportive of Islamic terrorists.
Okay.
He was neither Jewish nor pro-Israel. He had actually publicly stated his support for Hamas.
Okay.
Eaton could not have known the three Muslim men were going to walk past the house where he was living, and it's implausible that he would have had the time to plan such an attack.
Okay.
They were walking down the middle of a small, narrow residential street with no streetlights at night, and Eaton would not have had enough time to realize the men passing by were Muslims, grab a gun, run out, and shoot them. That's even assuming that he had spent the whole evening by the window watching for incoming Muslims in an 87% white Vermont city. That's the real problem, right? It's an 87% white city. Oh, how terrible. Most likely, Eaton, suffering from an episode, stumbled out and opened fire. For no reason whatsoever.
Okay.
Which would make more sense if he's shooting Palestinians.
So basically, this Jew is complaining that the media shouted the accusation and whispered the retraction. How they operate, generally speaking. You can't really pretend to me that operation, that the way the media acts like that, was done in some deliberate way to hurt Israel. That's essentially what they're saying. Is they're saying that the media propensity to do the bit where they shout the accusation, whisper the retraction, that is done in service of Hamas and to harm Israel. That's the bill of goods that David Horowitz and his fucking Zionist Jew website are trying to sell right wing white people. Because their job in this fucking political environment that we're in, their job is to get rightoids and conservatives believe that Israel is the best thing ever and to support Israel.
Listen to this conclusion. I'm just sort of thunderstruck how stupid this is. So basically, he goes through and he catalogs a couple other incidents in which it was just leftists who Rachel Maddow killing people. While the Burlington story has fallen apart, like the previous Islamophobic hoaxes, the damage was already done. As if Islamophobia is a massive hoax. He's going to tell you. The larger purpose of Islamophobia hoaxes, like that of Islamic terrorism, is to reframe the perpetrators as the victims and to justify Islamic violence against non-Muslims. That is why the truth matters. Islamophobia lies kill. The truth exposes the killers. This is quite the... This is a world that only exists under your kippah.
Right. This is a phony worldview that Jews spend a lot of time selling to conservatives and rightoids.
And they must be buying something.
There seems to be a small market for it. Not a huge market. There's a small, because most conservatives are totally oblivious to all of this shit, right? But or people who vote Republican or whatever. But this idea, because what they're doing is they're taking, what these Jews are very clever. They're taking, as a white person, and as a right-leaning white person, they're taking your already existing resentment for the media, your already existing understanding the media lies, and the media lies with an agenda, and they're lying to you about what that agenda is so that you'll support Israel. They're pretending to you that what you see every day of the bullshit race hoaxes, the anti-white shit, all the shit where black people are held up as the holy avatar of everything wonderful, and anything anti-black is the worst thing ever, even though niggers are just fucking violent, crazy people that are very stupid and cause a lot of problems and have no real upside to them. And you as a white person see that, but you understand the fundamental dishonesty of the race narrative they're pushing, you understand the fundamental dishonesty of many of the political narratives they're pushing. And then these Jews come in and they just sell you a bill of goods that, oh, yes, this whole dishonest framework that this liberal, not Jewish, because these Jews will never tell you that Jews run both sides of the media complex are run by Jews. And they're just presenting one side of a fucking dialectic, which benefits them. It benefits them for you, the conservative, or you, the rightoid, you, the right-leaning white person, you, the white person that doesn't like libtardism, that hates the race stuff, the hypocrisy, all that shit. It's beneficial to Jews for them to get you to take all your feelings about that and channel them into Zionism as a seemingly viable attitude, a viable avenue, viable viewpoint to get back at all these liberals and leftists. And they want to make you think that the anti-white stuff is really anti-Semitism. The anti-white stuff is really anti-Zionism. The best way for you, white man, to get back at these people that you hate, the hypocritical media complex, all the fucking bullshit that the liberal media does, all the race stuff, all the shit they do against white people, against Christians, all that shit. The way you can get back at them, white man, is you can support Israel. That's the job of fucking David Horowitz and Daniel Greenfield and all these fucking evil kikes that that present this shit, who are just as bad and they're just as anti-white as the fuck, because they are the originators of the whole argument of Democrats are the real racists. They are the originators of the whole thing of the, you're supposed to believe like, oh no, the real slur is that white people are white people will never be racist. That's what Democrats say because they hate Jews.
Here's a comment that has evidence, most likely Eaton suffering from an episode, stumbled out and opened fire. Shooting four rounds at three men suggests this was not planned mass shooting. He says, you mean baseless speculation, right? And then in response, more warblings from our resident thorough leftist.
I'm sure that maybe there's one guy who goes on this site to like A-log them.
But it's true though, like, where's the evidence about? Like, no, suffer an episode
they are just
of
making
what?
Shit up. Like,
are there, yeah. Like, what did he suffer? Because this shooting does make no sense. Like, if this guy's a,
it doesn't really seem to make any sense. So maybe
from any way, shape, or form, like, yeah. If he's pro Hamas, why did he shoot guys in Kifia? Like, what the fuck happened?
But I'm also like, I want to push back. Generally speaking, on the idea that this was like the greatest hoax ever, it wasn't actually a hoax. It's actually probably something that's just confusing and doesn't really make sense, and therefore, like, whatever. And
did you know that the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded? The only reason you're hearing this right now is because you're only getting half the show. There's so much content you're missing, and you'll never hear these ads again if you get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
And additionally, what harm was done? What actual harm was done? And pretending. Like, I love how they put out like what Biden and Kamala say, right? So Biden comes out there, and he says, this is a terrible crime. We can't have, like, Islamophobic crimes in America. Has that in any way changed the Biden administration's actual policies of, like, total and unreserved support for Israel as they literally blow the Gaza Strip to smithereens? Has that changed any of that? Has Biden suddenly been like, oh, since there was an Islamophobic crime in Vermont, now I'm going to, like, hold back on the aid of the sending of bombs to Israel? Now I'm going to hold back on, like, the fucking deploying the entire U.S. Navy around the Persian Gulf and the Red Sea and the Mediterranean to, like, protect Israel while it genocides a population. Has that, any of that changed? Has the Biden administration's posture towards Israel changed? No, it's the same. It hasn't altered at one bit. So he comes out and he makes a statement, and he sends, like, probably the most hated woman in America, Kamala Harris, out there to say, like, oh, we don't accept, like, these type of things. But what actual hard policies was nothing. Nothing fucking changed. And yeah, they forgot it the next day. You know why? Because it doesn't fucking matter. In the scheme of things, this shooting doesn't matter. It's meaningless. So for you, the rightoid that reads something like Front Page Mag, that reads this, the only way this is useful is for you to get recruited as a right-winger into supporting Israel as your way of getting back at the libtards that you hate. And that's David Horowitz's whole agenda. And his whole thing, it's like, for you to take all the lies and hypocrisy of the media and channel into the belief that the media is really anti-Semitic and that your job as a conservative is really just to support Israel and Zionism. Never to worry about yourself as a white person. Never to worry about your own mistreatment at the hands of liberals and Jews alike and fucking right-wing Jews that use you as nothing more than a fucking thing, like literally nothing more than cover for Israel. That's all they want. It's the only thing they want from you, and they'll never give you anything in return if you give it to them. If you give these kikes what they want and you support Zionism, you will get nothing. What have white people ever gotten from that?
They're not even smart enough.
They're not even shutting down the border. They haven't closed our border. They haven't done a goddamn thing. They're not like the economic precarity. Nothing gets let up on against us. We get nothing. And the longer you fucking conservatives and rightoids fall for this shit and support these kikes, the worse it's going to get. Because they don't need to give us anything then.
They don't even have the wherewithal to title their piece the Burlington Hoax Factory. How are you supposed to have an Islamic?
They don't even us the originators of these clever puns. They don't even do any. They don't even give us anything. Well, really, Jesse, the originator of the clever puns.
Well,
I'm just we're just the pun appreciators. Well, occasionally I've had my own, but generally speaking, the gems come from.
There's a really important comment on prep that we I feel like we can't ignore. It says it's from Woke Jamie, and it says Jamie is good at rollerblading. I did watch her fall.
That was my fault.
Directly on her ass, though.
Oh man!
Like in such a cartoon, like slapstick comedy movie way, that I couldn't believe how hard.
That was my fault. She asked me to get. Well, it's sort of her fault. She asked me to. She was standing straight, and she's like, "Give me a shove," and so I pushed her.
You knocked her over?
No, she wanted me
you
to
pushed
like.
Pushed her?
No.
I just remember I saw her hit the ground
hard. First of all,
it was like
let
it
me
was
explain.
Like it's like her feet. Like we're as like
no, it was literally
with
she
her,
upended herself.
Her feet were
yes.
like parallel with her shoulders, and her ass hit the floor. And I couldn't believe it. I actually didn't laugh because it was horrifying.
Well, no,
I
ran out onto the floor, you know, ignoring the fact you're not supposed to. Well, no, they didn't really care about that. No, what happened was she was standing on the edge, and she was like, give me a shove so that she would, and I did, and she didn't fall. And she came back, and she was like,
do it again.
And so I did it, and that time she fell. It wasn't like I pushed her over. I was basically like just sort of. Gently. Gave her a shove so that she would, like, just roll along on her thing. Because typically, it's like if she stood perfectly upright and I just pushed her, she would just keep going. But that's not how...
She did something wrong.
That's not actually how human bodies work. So, like, some balance was thrown off.
Poor Jamie.
Well, she's actually a very good rollerblader. That is true. She did fall because I pushed her, but I will acknowledge that she asked me to do it. As if just, like, give me a shove, like, just for fun. It was just, like, a fun little thing, right? And
I don't know. I'm going to get Netanyahu vibes from this entire conversation.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
She asked for it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She did.
This is a hoax. This is a real, like, rollerblading accident. Like, forget Owen Benjamin. This is our rollerblading hoax.
She's okay, though. She's okay. All right. She kept asking me, she's like, will you look at my butt? And I was like, yeah, of course I'll do that. No, because she wanted me to see if there was like a
bruise
on it.
Does she have like a bruised tailbone or anything like that?
No.
Like,
well, I asked her, I said, is your coccyx all right?
That's way up here, isn't it?
Isn't that your tailbone?
I don't remember.
Alex?
I thought that was part of your collarbone.
Yes, it's your tailbone.
Right.
Oh, it is?
See? I told you. Yeah.
What if you get coccyxy?
That's like a place. Isn't that someplace in New York?
Yeah, but it's also like you get like.
Is that anywhere
you
near
get
Scott
like, you get like pustules inside your throat and it really hurts.
Wait, isn't Coxsackie right next to Scott Run? You know how you're like on the thruway and you go past that sign every time.
Oh.
It says like Scott Run, but everyone thinks it says scrotum. You don't know that. That's like
no,
a very famous exit on 87.
I don't go on the 87 very much.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
like that.
Well, there's one exit.
Like the
it's actually not far from where we used to live. Yeah, I hate the fucking New York State throwaway. Anyone with sense hates it. But, like, it's like Scott Run, like, next.
It looks like scrotum.
It's a running gag, if you will. Anyway.
It is a good gag. It's a
runner. Coxsackie, right next to Scott Run. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going on here.
Anyway.
So I don't know why Anne tweeted that. I suppose Anne really hates Islamophobia. Anne hates Islams, right?
She hates Islam and libtards, and she right, loves okay. the... Now, there was a brief... And Anne, I'll be honest with you, I used to be an Anne Coulter fan. Now she can fuck off. Anne used to do the thing where she saw, in some way, where the winds were blowing. And during the Trump years and stuff, she actually pandered a tiny small bit, to anti-Semitic sympathies, where she actually did some mild criticism of Jews. Now, she's always been good on, like, the black issue, which is easy, despite the fact that she probably, like, then she also then throws shit all over by exclusively dating black men.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, she's had enough black in her that she knows the issue well.
So she's, like, she does, and she's a big champion of, like, Dems are real racist. But she then was also very much saying, like, America should remain, like, a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant country. And so she actually crossed that barrier of openly advocating for a white America. But then all that shit has been thrown in the garbage. She went anti-Trump. Now she's back to being establishment Republican. She's supporting DeSantis. She's right back to basically being, like, an edgy spokesperson for, like, rhinos, for lack of a better term. And she just sucks. She just fucking sucks. And the fact that she's amplifying this dumb bullshit from like David Horowitz, she just went back to her comfortable home, like on this like fucking shitty Zio shill, right? That uses white racial resentments and like basically like, you know, subliminated or however you want to say it, sort of like background white racial feelings to today channel them into fucking Zionism, which has been the op for years.
Today she's shilling for DeSantis.
Right, she's been shilling for DeSantis for many months now.
I think she would have given up by now. She says
it's just like, it's not going to work, and also DeSantis sucks and you know it, and if you believe that DeSantis is going to shut down the border or do any of the bullshit he says, you're just a liar. You're just lying. You just get on board different candidates every time and say, this guy's really the one that's going to shut the border. None of them are going to fucking do it.
The tweet is, times Trump promised to end anchor babies. One, before the 2016 election. Two, before the 2018 midterms. Three, before this election. In 4 years present, he never did it. It's like, you just end the tweet right there, but she goes on, DeSantis will.
Why? Why should I believe it?
I guess the name of her column today is... This is an old column. She's rehashing it.
She's reposting it.
Could somebody keep Trump's promises?
No. The answer is no.
No. Certainly not DeSantis.
No, because an establishment Republican like DeSantis can't keep Trump's promises. Trump, as the maverick outsider, didn't keep Trump's promises. In fact, the whole thing is bullshit. The whole thing of like Trump's promises is going to be dangled like a, you know, dangled like a fucking like a ball sack in front of you every fucking election. Although I guess that's not really attempting dangling, but like anyway, it's going to be dangled in front of you. Just like a sweaty, droopy scrotum, every election by people like Anne and her ilk that are going to tell you, no, this time, because it's a different person, the same machine is producing this individual. But trust me, it's not, that doesn't matter because this individual is what matters. This one individual person doesn't matter that literally it's the same bullshit machine pumping these individuals out in front of you. Like, you should believe actually that some fucking... like establishment shill like Ron DeSantis is actually always going to shut down the border. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Like, fool me 6 million times. Like, no, it's not going to happen. He's not going to do a goddamn thing. Just like the fucking impeachment, because you know they're impeaching Mayorkas, or they're having impeachment hearings about Mayorkas.
Oh,
if you fucking think that's going anywhere, you're wrong.
That's like the Spaceballs gag.
It is literally a show. It is an election year show. They are doing it. The Republicans are doing it to whip up support for any kind of Republican candidate during this primary season. It's not going anywhere. And even on the off chance, now there's enough Democratic opposition in Congress that they won't be able to do it, right? Because I think the Democrats still have like one seat in the Senate, and the Republicans have like three seats in the House. So they're doing it in the House. It doesn't matter. They're going to bring them in. They're going to grill him. They're going to yell at him. They're going to talk about the fact that the border crisis is unprecedented, that it's obviously a fucking policy. And it is. It's true. What is it? 2.4 million fucking people crossed the border last year with basically no interruption from American policy other than to like help them get their fucking asylum claims through or something. That's a policy. That's Mayorkas' policy. So the accusations they're making are true. That he is essentially treating the border like it's his job not to interdict these people but to welcome them, open them up, and help them with their asylum claims. That's absolutely what Mayorkas is doing. That's totally true accusation. But it doesn't matter. They're not going to change it. They're going to bring him in front of Congress. They're going to have somebody yell at him. They're going to create a little spectacle, and then nothing will happen. Even on the off chance that they get him out of office, that they get him removed from his seat as Department of Homeland Security Secretary, the next guy will do the same thing. But they're also not going to get rid of Mayorkas. They don't have the actual numbers.
You're doing analysis that doesn't need to be done.
I'm saying.
I tried to make a joke. Do you remember Spaceballs where Rick Moranis kind of like gets fed up with the other people in the Spaceballs like always preparing? You're always preparing. Just go. No, not Bill Pullman. That's on the wrong side.
Yeah.
But he's like, you're always preparing. Just go. Like, that's sort of. It's like the Republicans are the Spaceballs. Like, prepare to fast forward. Fast forwarding, sir. Like, they're preparing. We're preparing to do hearings on impeachment.
Preparing to do hearings on impeaching Mayorkas.
Can't you just impeach him, sir? Shouldn't you sit down? And he, like, falls. But it's like, right. they're never going to get to that point. It's like, we're just preparing. Preparing to think about, or another David Zucker, like, classic film, Basketball, another Balls movie. where it's
dude,
like,
I'm sorry, the Zucker movies are funny as fuck.
They're great.
Oh,
there's
a,
well, there's the a big one, like, dude. Oh my god. Well, it's like it's that movie stars the creators of South Park. And, like, they're feuding. They're sort of, like, having a friend. Not really friendly. They're like, jealous of each other over Yasmin Bleeth. And one is, like, they're going back and forth and, like, what kind of promise rings they're going to give her. This one is, like, a promise to consider going steady. If we, it's, like three levels removed from, like having, making a commitment to a relationship.
Basketball is the movie where I realize how Jewish. Which one is it? Matt Stone? How Jewish he really fucking looks.
That movie's so good,
holy
though.
Shit, does that guy look like a kike. He is literally a hook-nosed, curly-haired fucking Jew. And boy, does he look like that in that
movie.
He
has a bit in one of their old South Park like VHS tapes when they're introducing it. It's like, everyone should celebrate Christmas because it's the best holiday. Like, this like Kike saying that was pretty funny.
Yeah, they did like Mr. Hanky, like the Christmas poo.
Yes. That's what the Christmas poo was. He was the avatar for everyone should celebrate Christmas no matter who you are. Like, he's just like a Jew, like jealous of our awesome, like,
yeah,
you know, our dramatic traditions.
Let's also like take any meaning out of Christmas by just making it an anodyne like blah thing that it just means everybody should feel good.
Like, get presents. Well,
all right. It's actually no, it's just for us, and you Jews should be excluded from it.
Just like you should be excluded.
You need
from
to be
country,
you should feel the doldrums on Christmas, and you should feel excluded from society. Yeah. And you should just eat your fucking lo mein and your chicken with broccoli and be sad all fucking
day.
Wait
a second, you leave the lo mein and the broccoli out of this. I'm fucking starving now.
Oh, dude. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love some lo mein and chicken with broccoli. Like, it is good. Oh, the worst is when you go and you get it, and the chicken's like subpar. That's happened to me 2 times in a fucking row at the Chinese place around here, and I'm like gun shy and going back there because 2 times in a row I got bad chicken, and I had to just throw it out. And like, so
bad chicken.
You know, you never get like a chicken thing where it's just not good. Like, it's something about it. It's like slightly off.
No,
and the sauce is always good. The broccoli is fine. It's broccoli, rice. And you can't fuck it up.
I've been taking this for granted.
But the chicken, sometimes it's just a little off. I've gotten it. It's happened to me as a person that gets Chinese food somewhat frequently. Like, but anyway, 2 times in a row, I got not so great chicken from there. And so, I think it's just because they keep it longer than they should. But if you get it on the day of the chicken's fresh, then it's really good. But it's just
the
like
day of the chicken.
Anyway,
the day of the chicken.
Anyway, my point being that I'm a little gun shy going back to that place because last time I went, I didn't get anything chicken related because I'm just nervous. It's going to be once again subpar chicken, but yeah. Anyway,
so today's the Iowa Caucasians.
Yes, it's the Iowa Caucas.
Oh boy.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Was that too vulgar for the show?
A bunch of Caucasians in Iowa are going to get together and.
Oh, didn't you hear, though? Did you?
I thought it was canceled because of the snow.
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-decade snowstorm. The harp machine has been fired
the
up
lower
to stop
Loomer,
it.
The lower Loomer theory
is
here.
Is that Loomer? Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know if that's her.
Got to find that.
I don't know if she originated it, but she repeated it. Maybe she's the originator of it. Who knows? But she was saying that maybe the feds activated harp to create blizzard in Iowa.
Here we go. Is the... All right. Character here.
Is the deep state activating HAARP to disrupt the Iowa caucus? We all know Nikki Haley has a lot of friends in the defense industry and military industrial complex.
Oh, sorry, in the military industrial complex. She's losing in Iowa.
And now Iowa is set to get hit with a once-in-a-decade blizzard as Donald Trump is set to dominate the Iowa caucus. Is the deep state using HAARP to rig the Iowa caucus? Looks like weather manipulation to me. Take a look at this weather radar below and how the incoming snowstorm accelerated out of nowhere.
No.
It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, bitch?
I'm expecting to believe Laura Loomer understands, like, weather. Like, fuck you. No, it's a snowstorm. It's not that weird. Like, they do happen quite frequently.
Wait, this says Thursday.
She's talking about the weather dominator.
Wait, is the... But... this says Thursday, 7 p.m., 8 p.m.
Right.
That's not the day of the Iowa caucus.
No. That was last week. They had snow last week, too.
They used the HAARP, but they missed it by 5 days? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, if you look today, there is a big snowstorm today, too. It's just there was one last week, too. So it's like...
Oh, no, there's a community note. Readers added contact. This is what every Laura Loomer tweet ends with these, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
HAARP was the name of a military-run operation to study the upper atmosphere. It is now running as part of a University of Alaska Fairbanks, and it never had the ability to create snowstorms, hurricanes, earthquakes, etc.
That's what they want you to think! That's what they want you to think!
don't know why turning into Edith Bunker.
Well, because I mean, she's going to turn into Edith Bunker.
The heart machine. We're going to stop the caucus. Mind control.
Like Jesse Ventura.
Look at this weather
radar blow and how the incoming snowstorm accelerated out of nowhere.
But
that's what radar always looks like, though. It's like suddenly the precipitation starts.
Dude, as somebody who watches like the weather radar when there's snowstorms incoming, like it's not again like spending time refuting.
Like I am sure that the deep state is trying to rig the primary here, but like, come on,
what the Jews do to rig primaries? Is they just give a lot of money to the candidate they want to win. Or oftentimes, they'll give a lot of money to a bunch of them.
Well,
that way, they just own all of them.
You remember 2016 with, like, Hillary? They just rigged the primary process.
Oh, yeah, they actually...
Superdelegates.
Yeah.
Give Hillary's... Like, each one of these superdelegates counts as 50 delegates. Ha ha! Ha ha, Bernie!
No, yeah, then, basically, they're like, yeah, well, we have a bunch of delegates that are nominated by the party itself that aren't that they're going to vote not based on how people vote.
Just
so
make it up, yeah.
That way we
why
just
does
win.
Laura, I got a question. Why does Laura Loomer's face look like it's been upscaled from the rest of her body?
Like AI upscaling? Like she's
she's like one of these big face Jews.
Well,
like her face is
like,
just too fucking
she
big.
She took like the face size from Charlie Kirk. Like and it was
oh,
like,
she's like she's got the
Charlie Kirk's face shrank and hers enlarged. Growing. Yeah. Yeah, her face is like much the imprint of the facial features on the basic skull template are much larger. It's like 1.5 size. Like you just like to drag the corner, hold shift to keep it in proportion. You know, yeah. It's and using an AI model to make sure all the detail. You fill in all those details as you upscale. You don't just
get the uncanny valley thing going on. Yeah,
yeah. Well, again, the saw mask thing was basically the ultimate, just true description of her face. It's just the saw mask. She could just put white makeup with like red stripes on for Halloween and just I'm the saw person and.
Do you want to play a game? Do you want to play with Harp?
Oh, my God.
Let's check the radar.
I mean, the idea that, like, the federal government is turning on weather radars to create a blizzard to, like, beat Donald Trump is just not serious. Like, you're just, when you say these things, you're just stupid. And I don't know if she might be dumb enough to believe these things, but I don't know if it doesn't really matter because no matter what, Laura Loomer just lies, so you just lies so people support Israel.
Oh my God, I'm back again. Please, you've made it this far into the show and you still haven't shut this version of it off, deleted the file in anger, and gone over to therightstuff.biz/paywall to create a subscription and get rid of this nonsense. Please, do so. We'll both be happier for it.
Israel, that's like her whole agenda.
I couldn't imagine her being that stupid.
Yeah, she's pretty dumb. I
mean, maybe she's just doing that to appeal to her base that she thinks she has. Wait, does
her
she
base
have a
is
base?
A bunch of fucking retards.
Does she have a base?
She has like she her ba- to the extent she has a base. The base is basically like it's actually like racist people that are still on the Trump train would be like the closest thing because that's who she.
Tell you what,
that's who
she
basically tries to appeal to. Yeah, well, yeah,
constantly feisty Jewess,
and she's very interested in making sure that the kinds of people, the sort of like. Kind of racist white people that are like voting Trump because they think that's how to own the libs. That those people again, she's doing the same bit. She's making sure that she takes all the things that those people feel about white people being under attack and diverts those feelings to supporting Israel.
Here's Trump.
That's fundamentally what her job is to do. You like Trump?
Trump
you're
is
white.
Trump is meddling in the Iowa caucus right here. He's delivering pizza to the fire department. Is that a bribe?
I mean, yeah.
These guys are like, boy, I'm starving. Can you leave now?
No, they probably... let's not pretend that they're not thrilled to meet Donald Trump. They probably love it.
How about money? How about bring them money?
Well, pizza is like an in-kind donation. It costs money, so...
I mean, this is like the typical corporate CEO thing of like, oh, you want to raise? How about
Trump brings like piles of junk food to people. Like, he's done it like so many times.
Oh, like the McDonald's for the... oh, no. Oh, no.
Hopefully, come back.
Video's done.
Let's not have a...
Oh, shit. The video's blasted.
It's frozen.
Well...
Video's destroyed.
No. Okay. Well, I guess we're gonna get my wish.
Are we still
gonna
have
video
a video?
Show today?
No, there'll be a video because
I was looking at Laura Loomer's Twitter
that will work, but we'll get the video.
Looks like she appeals to people who just hate DeSantis.
Awesome, I love this.
Oh man, now the window. Like, yeah, I hate when
this
that
is
happens.
So helpful. You know,
Are you just going to do a force shutdown? All right. Well, okay. Whatever. Let's just press forward with the content. What were you saying,
it's
Alex?
A fucking Monday. It's a goddamn Monday.
Lori Loomer just appeals to people that hate DeSantis.
Who hate DeSantis? Forward. Like, if you look at her feed, it's most of her followers.
Are we still recording it all right now?
DeSantis. Yeah, we're recording
the audio. Okay, recording the audio. All right.
Yeah, we're still recording.
There's going to be no R1 video because it's dead.
We're just recording a Monday.
That's fine. I mean, I could untruncate the video that we do get, but if it's not worth it, it's not worth it. Yeah.
Literally never worth it.
Yeah. Plus, sometimes the frame rate's all fucked up anyway.
Yep. It's just going to be fucked up, and it's going to take a lot of time. Yeah. I'm mad. Why does that happen? That hasn't happened.
Yeah, I don't
since
know why
I
it happens.
Since I fixed the video intake card, that hasn't happened.
I don't know why the fuck it happens. You probably have to restart during the break or
yep.
something.
You have to restart everything.
All right, well, let's just finish this hour out.
Might as well just stop here, because now I'm mad.
Oh, yeah, God knows we can't broadcast while you're mad.
Well, I'm not mad at anything. I'm not mad at anything that makes it funny. I'm like being mad at the fucking
at the computer,
at the shit that we use to do this.
It's the shit everybody uses. It's just the tools. It's the standard tools of this fucking trade, and they suck. So here we are.
They usually don't suck.
This is a federal holiday, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe the fucking OBS like nigged out because it's Martin Luther King Day.
I was looking at a thing I'd ordered that was like $5, and I need it soon.
Maybe tomorrow, if you're lucky.
Here's a legitimate question, though. Seriously. Why are they holding the Iowa caucus on a federal on MLK Day at all? Isn't that like an insult? Isn't that like an insult to the memory of MLK? Shouldn't everyone nig out and not do any work on MLK Day in celebration of niggers?
I mean,
maybe they're trying to honor him.
Do they have like a second or third? Like,
I would
Monday
bet you the Republican Party is probably dedicating their caucus to fucking Martin Luther King. And I'll bet you that every caucus site throughout Iowa, they're going to like honor MLK before they open the. I will fucking bet you.
Of course they will.
If you show up, if you're in Iowa and you show up to your caucus location for your Republican Party, whatever, there's something like 1,000+ caucus locations around the state. Every single one of them. Will like honor Martin Luther King after they do the Pledge of Allegiance and open the caucus. They're gonna do the Pledge of Allegiance, they're gonna honor MLK, and be like, okay, now let's start our caucus. The most obnoxious thing about the Iowa caucuses is that you don't go and you don't just go and vote for the fucking candidate you want. You have to show up to like basically a public meeting and listen to them drone on and on about bullshit, and then you fucking do the vote for the candidates. Just do a vote. Fuck this pretense of like. Anyway, whatever. It's so obnoxious. But yeah. And frankly, it was set up that way to give party insiders a way to control who fucking wins. And that's why it's the first one in the country. And blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Hawkeye, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Super important. So, and they probably just have some dumb rule. It's like the second Monday of January, and it just so happens to be a federal holiday. They do
the
it anyway.
Chance
they
of that being
through.
MLK Day is always high, though, right? There's always a very high chance of that.
It's going to happen like every 6 years, every 8 years, something like that. I don't remember how that works. You have your leap year, and you got the calendar doesn't make any sense. Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't possibly be the second Monday because it's the 15th day, so inherently it would have to be the third day,
is this
whatever
the third
day
Monday?
It was. Well, inherently, yeah, the 15th, whatever day it is going to be the third day.
This is the third Monday of the month. Yeah. You're correct.
Right. So maybe it's the third Monday of the month.
Could be. January, to make sure they're first. Didn't it used to be in February, though? Did they move it forward?
Yeah, and New Hampshire's primary is the 23rd, so like they're competing to be first now. Because also, they're also interested in stretching out the election season as long as they can,
like
so
the
they
NFL.
Can always be doing news about it.
Like the NFL with all their extra playoff games and this and that.
Want to stretch the content out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, all right, well, let's take a break, see if we can fix the video. We'll be back.
You are listening to The Daily Show, as racist and sexist as they can be.